We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Cato Institute, it's my pleasure to introduce Emily Elkins, research fellow, director of polling at that fine institution, libertarian, by the way. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
By the way, you survived UCLA, huh?
I did.
Being a libertarian and you still survived, it's an amazing story. And you're really...
Oh, there are a few of us there.
Did you have to... Well, which brings us to what we want to talk about. Do you have to kind of shut up and not say what you really think?
Oh, that's such a funny question that you ask. Yep, that is true. That's definitely true.
Well, so okay. I mean, let's talk about this because, a piece that you have at Cato.org. Americans say political correctness is silenced discussions. You can't get it out there because you're afraid to get it out there. And so you really don't necessarily have an idea of what other people are thinking. They're afraid to tell you.
Right. Just like you said, we conducted a national survey of American adults, and we were really surprised by some of the numbers that we found. I mean, 71% is a large share of Americans to say that political correctness has silenced discussions society needs to have. We were also surprised that 58% said they had political views they're afraid to share. So I guess you could say some of the feelings that I had as a graduate student at UCLA are shared by a wide number of Americans. It's not just a few people, it's most people.
And what's the danger of that? I mean, I know what the danger is, but you go ahead and explain. You're the expert here.
Well, I think the danger of this is that people don't change their minds when they stay quiet. The only way you actually change your mind is by having conversations with people. The other problem with this is that there are important public policy conversations that we need to be having in society. And our data shows that a lot of people are afraid to be talking about some of these things. For instance, we actually asked people who said they had political views they're afraid to share, what are some of those views that you're afraid to talk about?
Okay.
And you use your own words to describe. And people, we went through and coded what they said. And they often had something to do with immigration, gender, race relations, and so forth. And these are issues that we can't just not have conversations about because people are afraid. They're important issues, especially immigration, right? We have a president who has come out and has some ideas about what to do about illegal immigration. And for a large share of Americans, what he says is so offensive that they put it on the level of hate speech or offensive speech, which makes it very difficult to have a calm and rational conversation about what to do about immigration policy.
Somebody once said, your rights end where my feelings begin. And in a sense, that may be true. But I mean, Emily, back to what you do, and that's polling as well. If, in fact, a lot of people had no idea Donald Trump was going to win, nobody had an idea that he had strong support, and he did. But was it the fact when a pollster calls, were some of his supporters afraid to say, yeah, I'm for Trump?
Yes, there is evidence of the quote-unquote shy Trump voter, people that were afraid to tell people that they were voting for Donald Trump. But I also think another thing that goes into that is people were afraid to explain why they were voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And so people assumed kind of nefarious motives, when in fact a lot of it had to do with issues related to immigration. People were afraid to talk about their feelings about it, and so people assumed kind of the worst of intentions, whereas if we were to have a more transparent conversation, I think that people might have been surprised at what they found out. And also, if you have a conversation, it gives you an opportunity to try to change someone's mind. But if you try to silence them by using labels and kind of telling them that they're a bad person, you're not changing their mind. You're just making them quiet. And that's not very productive.
Well, and the other thing is, you as a pollster have incredible power. And in fact, granted, polls reflect public opinion, but they can also shape public opinion. So I can go, I see a poll that says, oh, everybody's, for whatever the topic may be, well, I'd better shut up about it because I guess I'm in the minority. Everybody disagrees with me.
Oh, I suppose that's one way that you could think of it. I think more often what happens is that people find out that they lose friends. They're worried they'll get punished at work.
Oh, God, yes.
They see campus speakers that are coming to various college campuses, very notable, prestigious college campuses, being shut down and sometimes in violent ways by angry students who are offended by the ideas of the speakers. And they learn very quickly that they will be punished by their peers in the court of public opinion by sharing certain views. And I think our survey really showed that because we got very specific. Mm-hmm. And we asked about very specific types of speakers. And we said, should this type of speaker be allowed to speak at a campus or university? Should this speaker be allowed to speak? And we found that for almost every speaker we asked about, there's about 50% of Americans that would say no. And if you look at the types of speakers that we asked about, we asked about speakers that would criticize the police. We asked about speakers that would defend the police. And there's 50% of Americans who say, no, that person shouldn't be allowed to speak because they offend me. And what that leads us to is if we were to shut down every idea or speaker that offends a substantial number of Americans, we would shut down a wide variety of conversations that society probably wants to be having, mm-hmm. like police reform. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would you have a conversation at a public university about police reform right. if you're not allowed to have a speaker who criticizes the police or defends the police?
And might actually have a defensible position. Emily, thank you much for being on. It's great. I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
All right. Emily Elkins, Cato.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.